Hello, and welcome to the Human Rights Podcast with Connor Keown and
Trey Schlenk.
And today we will be discussing human rights. And to start off, the definition of human rights is a right that is believed to belong justifiably to every person.
And it's regardless of race, sex, nationality, ethnicity, language, religion, and any other status. And human rights include the right to life and liberty, freedom from slavery and torture, freedom of opinion and expression, and the right to work and education.
So the Universal Declaration of Human Rights was adopted by the UN General Assembly on December 10th, 1948, and it was the result of the experience of the Second World War. So world leaders decided to complement the UN Charter with a roadmap to guarantee the rights of every individual everywhere. And basically, ever since that, humans have evolved and human rights have changed throughout the years, and they've improved in many countries.
But today, the four main things we are going to go over is religious freedom, race equality, gender and sex equality, and equality in the workplace. And those four are major parts of human rights as a whole.
Yeah, to start off, we're going to be talking about religion, human rights. And so the U.S. Constitution, the First Amendment, states that everyone has the right to practice his or her religion or no religion at all. And the U.S. was pretty much the first country to adopt this human right of religion because they were being persecuted in places like England. And freedom of religion is a major reason why the United States has managed to avoid a lot of religious conflicts, especially in recent years.
For our next topic, we will be discussing racial equality, which is the equal opportunity to people of all races. In other words, institutions ignore a person's racial, physical traits or skin color and give everyone legally, morally, and politically equal opportunity. And this started off in the history of the civil rights is a great example of how racial equality has grown over the years. Founded in 1942 by an interracial group of students in Chicago, the Congress of Racial Equality, also known as CORE, pioneered the use of nonviolent direct action in America's civil rights struggle. Along with its parent organization, the Fellowship of Reconciliation, known as FOR, CORE members provided advice and support to Martin Luther King during the Montgomery bus boycott. King worked with CORE throughout the late 1950s into the mid-1960s, when CORE abandoned its dedication to nonviolence and adopted black separatist police. Systemic racism has contributed to the persistence of race-based gaps that manifest in many different economic indicators. The starkest divides are measures of household wealth reflecting centuries of white privilege that have made it particularly difficult for people of color to achieve economic security. Racial equality has changed significantly over the past several decades, but there are issues that can be fixed and worked with to help make racial equality better, and I believe it will keep improving.
Yes, and after some great points from great young man, we are going to talk about gender now, our third topic. Men and women have been treated differently throughout history due to their human rights, especially nowadays in third world countries. In our survey, 72% of respondents believe there was not gender equality in the world. And one major example of this can be seen in the Middle East, where many countries view women as second-class citizens. For example, they can't travel or obtain a passport without permission. They don't have a choice in who they marry, and they can't wear non-revealing clothing when leaving the house. The difference in treatment can be associated with Islamic cultural beliefs, considering almost the entire religion is the entire region is predominantly Muslim. However, there is hope, as just recently women were given the right to drive in Saudi Arabia. And gender is also seen as an issue in the workplace for many people.
And as a transition from that, the workplace, like Connor said, is a great example of human rights, and the workplace is a topic that comes up quite often when discussing human rights, mostly differences in the way that men and women are treated. Equality in the workplace is a human right because working a job to provide for yourself and your family is a basic need, and all people who work for this should have a fair experience. In our survey, the respondents were about 50-50 on whether or not there was equality in the workforce. One example of an issue that comes up quite frequently nowadays is the gender wage gap. In the United States, the adjusted female salary has commonly been cited as being 78% of the average male salary. This difference in wages can be often linked to old gender norms in which women would stay home, clean, and look after the kids, and the men are the breadwinners who went out to work. However, now women make up 47% of the American workforce. The norms have most definitely changed. In many workplaces nowadays, women are still seen as lesser than men and are on average paid less. With these new changes in gender norms, women are pushing for equal rights in the workplace, and this is sure to continue to change for the better for the next few years. Human rights affect so many aspects of life, and this is important to people that improve them for the better around the world.
Yeah, so essentially, human rights is one of the most important topics, and it's constantly been changing throughout human history, whether it's religion, race, gender, or equality in the workplace. Whatever rights we're given can lead us down different paths. All four of the topics are obviously major points of discussion, whether it be religious persecution in certain places, race discrimination and its effect on us today, gender issues in the Middle East, or equality issues in the workplace. And in conclusion, human rights have had a major impact on these topics throughout recent history, and they continue to change this day. This has been Connor Keown and
Trey Schlenk, and thank you for listening
to the podcast.